There's nothing worse than getting stuck in the commodity business. When price is the only differentiator, competitors spring up like weeds and margins shrink to almost nothing. So how can you take a seemingly mundane commodity product like duct tape and make it a requested brand that excites the consumer, your customers, and your employees? Let's ask Jack. Let's talk about duct tape, or duct tape in your case. Most people would look at duct tape and consider it to be a commodity. Last week I saw former GE CEO Jack Welch speak at Tri-C Corporate College, and he said, quote, "Once you sell a product, there's a guy the next day selling the same product. It's commodity hell. It's very difficult to sell a light bulb to Walmart or Kmart when the Philips guy has a light bulb for a quarter cent cheaper. You had to compete with a giant in 3M and other competitors. How did you and how can others avoid this commodity hell?"
First of all, if you never see, most things are commodities, but if you see in your mind and teach your people that the product you sell is not just made, in the case of duct tape, out of cotton and adhesives and fabric, but rather if you see what it does for people. What it does for people is it sits quietly in a toolbox or in a garage or home waiting to be used. And it's one of these rare tools that you mold it to the individual use. No two ever seem to be the same. A hammer is a hammer, a screwdriver is a screwdriver. But a piece of duct tape does anything from, just this morning I received an email from a person at NASA saying we could never go into space without duct tape. Now you see what duct tape does for them? It allows them to go into space. Sam Walton, on my very first meeting with him, said to me, "Jack, do you know what a farmer does with duct tape?" And I said, "No, Mr. Sam, I don't." And he said, "A farmer does everything with duct tape. He'll never be on his truck, his tractor, or in his home without it. He generally makes small rolls by wrapping them around hammers to give them to his boys and girls to teach them the same thing. He called it the baling wire of the 20th century. And he said to me, "I'm telling you this, Jack, because I want you to promise me you'll never put anything less than your best grade in my store." I asked the buyer later, I says, I promised him I would do that. And I said, "Why does he want to guarantee that?" He says, "Jack, because 81% of our customers are women. And if a woman buys this tape and takes it home to her husband, who in most cases is going to use it, or her son, and it turns out to be a poor, inferior product, that product will he'll say, 'Where did you buy it?' And it's, if she says Walmart, it hurts. There are 160,000 items in a Walmart store today, stock keeping units. There are about 120 to this day that are key price oriented, quality oriented items on which women make their decision where they shop. Believe it or not, one of them is duct tape. Saran wrap, the price quality ratio, Colgate or the toothpaste Crest and Colgate, very important. And amazingly, and when I knew that, and I knew what Sam Walton expected of my duct tape, I taught it to my people. And when Home Depot and others came out with very inferior grades, all based on price, we walked by that business. To this day, we walk by that business because there's only one grade we sell. We sell the better and the best. We will not get into what people would relate to as good, because good doesn't work.
You've been listening to A Conversation with Kale. Come back soon for more at www.greatlakesgeek.com.